Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Tafam et zayinam et beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Halacha lelei that's in the shlulav of the Yishana. A person shouldn't stick the lulav into the Yishana. The Yishana, the Gemara always calls the agud of the lulav, hadas and arava together is called the Yishana. Should not stick the lulav into the Yishana. Don't manasri tarfi. Maybe some of the leaves of the hadis and the rav are full of havi chatzitza and sechatzitza. The rav amen min b'mina ena chaitzitz. Since we're dealing with the min of the dalad minim, ena chaitzitz. But amen rabba leleges inish lulva b'heishana. You shouldn't cut the lulav when it's already in the heishana, when it's already tied to the das and the ravis. The mishai rehutzi, because maybe some of the lulav leaves will be left there. Havi chatzitza. The rav amen min b'mina ena chaitzitz. Rashi says, why is it a chatzitza? Rashi says the words, a chaitzitz in mein min lemin. It's a chaitzitz between the lulav and the hadas, or the lulav and the arava, or the hadas and the arava. The einam agudim yachad, they're not tied together, luhi yais lekicha achas, to be one lekicha. So the Aruch Lener and the Rishash ask, we all lulav ain't zarechaga. What's the problem? Einam agudim yachad, li yais lekicha achas, so what's that tied? We all lulav ain't zarechaga. The yais lulav without it being an agud. So Aruch Lener says that you might say, if it's not tied together, that's okay. But if it's something in between, it's worse. And we'll get to the story for that soon. But that would only be, says, if you hold, there's a machlekes, Taisus, Avam, Adalam, and Begs, brings a machlekes, or in the time in the Bahag, could you be Yates, Adal, and Minim, if you take each min separately? Bahag says you are, and that's how the Rambam Haskins. Rabbeinu Tam says you're not. L'kachto mechem, you have to take one l'kicha. So that he says, I can understand. If Rashi holds Rabbeinu Tam, that you need one l'kicha, so maybe the fact that something is separating between the lulav and the hadas, or the lulav and the arava, will make it two l'kichas. But if you hold like the Mahag, you could take them one after the other, it can't be that something separating is worse than if they're not there altogether, and you take them later. And the Rambam passes like the Bahag, and the Rambam also says if there's a matlis in between the lulav and the arava, hareis lechaitzitz. He also holds lechaitzitza. But why? Lulav ain't zarechaga, you don't even have to take them together according to the Rambam. So the Aruch Lener says there's a deek in the Rambam. The Rambam, by when you have the actual chaitzitza, the Rambam says lo yotzi dechevase. But when they have the malice in between, the Rambam's lashon is erez echaitzitz. So the Rambam means it's like this. The Rambam had said, mitzvah zuluv is to take them even if they're not ogged together, and the mitzvah kahalacha is to take them when they're ogged together. Erez echaitzitz means they're not ogged together. And any chanami yetzi dechavasa, you just don't get the mitzvah kachila avigut. So that's one mahalach in the Gemara, azayiz medayik darachlanei in the Rambam, that the chatzitza wouldn't be ma'akev, we are lulav ein tzarechagan, but it's not called agud together for the mitzvah lechatchila. I want to be meisif one nekuda to the Aruch Lener. If you hold the zek heli v'andei that tells you to be agud together as a metzias digadin, it looks nicer. It looks nicer, though you have it all chop plop, a lulav there, flying here, flying there, that doesn't look nice. You put them in time together, it looks nicer. So then it wouldn't be shaykh within chatzitza. You have to say, if you want to learn this way in the Rambam, that there's a sign in Ogud, that the Ogud is a halachic zakeh levandei, a halachic hider, not a metzias tika hider. It's more of a lekicha. Yes, you don't need Ogud, but it's more of a lekicha if it is Ogud. Kain like by mili at tzitzim sheim, akman is a mili tzachil, they cut them off. That's because it looks nicer. It's more of a sarasarla, it's more of a kiyan here if it's Ogud. That's why I have din of chatzitza. But that's in the Rambam. But in Rashi, like the Aruch Lener was claiming to say, that something in between is worse. What's the pshat in that? So I saw that Avnei Nezer Siman Tav Sadek Beis and the Chalisha Rebuvin Siman Chesel is Dal. They were shneim kivnu ladav erechon and with the same riot. Very interesting. They were shneim kivnu ladav erechon, that even though you don't have to tie the wolves together, you don't learn from a goodness ezev to be tied together, but they have to be together in your hand. That is tying it. Being together in the hand is a tying together. You need a lekicha achas, like Rashi says. Oigdim b'yachav lekicha achas. You don't have to actually tie them, but they're tied together in your hand. So if there's a chatzitza between them, then they're not tied together. And they both bring the same raya. The Taz brings a, from the Aruch Chaim, that if you have the esrog in the same hand as luv, you're not yetzah. Because the Gemara said before, Yachal the Esrik should be Imam Ba'aguda. Tamalaymah, it doesn't say Vikabis Tamarim, it says Kabis Tamarim. It says Priyat Tadar. Kabis Tamarim, Va'anaf Esavis, Va'ayv Enochal. Why isn't it revolved by Vikabis Tamarim? Because of the separation. It's Priyat Tadar, and it's Kabis Tamarim, Va'anaf Esavis, Va'ayv Enochal. That's the Gemara earlier. So Be'ezer says, it means it shouldn't tie. It doesn't mean it should be in the same hand. So what's the pshat in the Taz that it shouldn't be in the same hand? The Teretz says that's called tied. That's called lekicha. That's called one lekicha. You need two lekichas, one in each hand. So here we need one lekicha. They all have to be in the same hand. So even though you don't need agud, but the hand is an agud. So that's why the Be'edin Chatzitza. That's what it says in the Avnei Nezer and the Chedush Yerubim. Now the Aruch Hanan and the Shasha bothered by Akasha. Why don't you say more pasha to Teretz? A chitzitza between the minim? Say there's a chitzitza in the hand and the min. When the hadas is there between your hand and the lulav, it's not a problem. It's mitzvah of akach. When the leaves between your hand and the lulav, so why don't you say chitzitza in the hand and the lulav? As a effect, the Aruch Hanan and the Rishash, why don't you say more pasha? So I thought maybe it's telling the mechalikas that peskin. The Ramah in Siman Tafresh and Aleph Siv Zayin brings from the Aguda that if you have a ring on your hand when you take the lulav, the minig is to take off the ring, but meikar din it's not chaitzitz. Not a problem, because you don't have koliyad mechusik. That's the lashon of Ramah. So the Gaon says it's totally why you hold as a problem of chaitzitza. If you hold as be'etzim a problem of chaitzitza, so even a mix is like, whenever you have a problem of chaitzitza, even a drop is chaitzitz. Right? Mik v'tvila, even a drop is chaitzitz. By big day kuna has to be al basarish leidav chaitzitz ben basaril lebigin again even a small thing is chaitzitz, or between the hand of a kain and the klisharis. Well, what's the pshat in the Ramah? That's what the guy says. The lachal lemaisa he doesn't pass like their mother. Taz in the back also they say there is a problem if there's a ring maker edin. Why is the Ramah said there's no problem? So the guy learns because the Ramah holds like the Ridvan the Ran. The Ridvan the Ran said there's no real problem with chaitzitz here. The problem is lekicha. You need lekicha. If there's something anyway, it's not called the lekicha v'yad, so we call it a chatzitza. But then you could say a svara, if it's not on the whole hand, you have a lekicha. Ah! So I want to tie it like this. So maybe that's why Rashi couldn't say that if there's one leaf, there'll be a chatz in your hand and the lulav, because it's not on your whole hand, like the Ramah. Rashi was like the Ramah. So why is it a chatzitza between the minim? Because there it isn't in chatzitza. That the minim should be together, isn't the chatzitza? That the minim should be in your hand, they don't have to be in your hand. It's just within the lekicha. There's no in the chatzitza, so it's only a problem if it's the whole hand is mechus, like the Ramah says. But between the minim, then there would be the chatzitza. That's how I understand it.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.